Hey, are you looking to change careers? This podcast is a great start, but I've also got a book coming out. It's called Punch Doubt in the Face, How to Upskill, Change Careers, and Beat the Robots. The book is out in October 2019, and I want you to be part of our virtual release party. You can get more details on my website at futureskills.blog and click on book to learn more.
All right, everybody, welcome to 50 Conversations. I'm your host, Nicole Merrill, and we are doing 50 conversations with career changers with the idea of figuring out how did they do their career change and why they did it. And I tell you what, today is particularly exciting because I am talking with Emma Reed, and she has not just changed one career, she's changed careers three different times. And she has quite the story to go with it. So I am thrilled to finally introduce Emma Reed. Hello, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Emma has actually just moved. I live in Portland, and she moved last year to New York City. So she's doing big and bold things out there, and though we miss her in Portland, it's pretty exciting to hear what she's up to right now. So I want to start this conversation out with just kind of the big kind of open-ended question. What do you do for work right now?
Yeah, so I work for a digital design studio. It's a product studio called Postlight, and I'm one of the directors of product design here. So it's kind of a mix of, it's design that really focuses on technical, you know, UX, visual, and how that all kind of wraps together to make a whole holistic digital product.
Excellent. Okay. So I tell you what, I will just say a side note. I've always wanted to have a title where I was just like director. Right? It just makes you sound like you're in charge of everything. You're like, I've got this.
I mean, I'm kind of a big deal. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not. I like to say that.
I think you're a big deal.
Thank you. That's so nice. One person.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I already kind of prepped everybody and said, like, obviously we're talking about career change. This wasn't where you started. So could you kind of give us some context? What were you doing before you got into this field?
Yeah. So directly before this field, I worked, I was an art curator and an art writer in San Francisco. So worked for a gallery and helped put on exhibitions, working with artists, traveling around and putting on exhibitions, you know, in a lot of art fairs. Mm-hmm. Also writing for various publications, you know, reviews, artist interviews, etc., all that kind of stuff. Oh, wow. And then before that, I actually worked in publishing, where I was working for Hachette Belle Epoque magazines, working on their kind of ad sales side, and then ended up getting a job at Chronicle Books in San Francisco. And working there, I worked in their licensing and then did some internships with them in editorial as well.
Oh, wow. So you've had quite a few steps before you got
into this. All over the place. Yeah, I've been all over the place.
Very cool. So then how did you know that you wanted to get into the area that you're out right now and to make that transition?
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing about it is that I didn't know. You know, I think that we've had a previous conversation where I was talking about like, my, you know, when I was working in publishing and when I ended up working in the art world, those were very intentional. You know, publishing, I was like, I want to be in publishing. And I went after it and worked in those fields and then kind of got into them and was like, this isn't quite what I want to do. And then decided to go back to school and got a master's in art history and was like, nope, I really want to work in the arts. I want to work with artists. And, you know, ended up having that career working with galleries and museums and whatnot. And then again, it was kind of like, that's not really what I want to do. But then 2009 happened and I really was not feeling very secure in the art world. And so that's when I kind of stumbled into doing design work because a friend of mine owned a female clothing store in Point Reyes, California, and needed to rebrand her store and do a new website. So I literally like bought Illustrator at the time and was like, okay, let's see how this thing works.
Oh, wow.
And so I literally just kind of stumbled into it and then kept doing that and loved it and went and ended up going back to school. And then ever since then, it's just kind of like my career took off. And it just like one of those things where I was in the right place at the right time, learning the right skills.
Yeah.
And that fitted my background.
Yeah. I like that part that you said just right there. You know, you were not only were you kind of like in the right place and you were open to it, but you were actually teaching yourself skills. So that way you could make that transition. What was that like?
That was really, I mean, So I come from a family of really educated, you know, education's a big thing. Mm-hmm. My grandfather had a PhD. Mm-hmm. My mom later in life went back to school and became an engineer and actually got a master's from UCLA in mechanical engineering. So I kind of feel like I had that path already displayed for me, if that uh-huh. makes sense. Where yeah. it's like, it didn't seem like a crazy leap. I was like, oh yeah, that's just what you want to do. Like, you right. just teach yourself what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, because I'd seen my family members do that.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's kind of what it was. But then I also love to just learn new things. And that's just kind of what my nature is. And
yeah.
so, you know, I always say that, I mean, I did go back to school and it was great, but I also said like, I taught so much of myself off of YouTube.
Yeah,
you know? So that's a real thing. Like, I went to YouTube University for a while. So,
oh my goodness, yeah. Don't tell YouTube that; they're going to come out with that brand now. They're going to be like,
"You heard it here first." I expect royalties.
I'd like some credit for that. Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
That's super cool to kind of hear that, and it sounds like you know, you have come from this family of engineers, and there you were, kind of like in the art space.
Yeah. And it's so funny because I started when I first went to school back, and I won't tell you the year because that will tell you my age. I had a full ride scholarship for construction engineering management to study engineering.
Oh my goodness.
Because that was what was expected of me. Not yeah. expected, like my family's not like that. Like they're, you know, just was like, why wouldn't you be an engineer? You know, it was kind of more of
I feel like engineers do think that way. They're like, of course you'd be an engineer.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really funny joke in my family. But so I got into it and I was just like, 8 o'clock physics classes, not my jam. And yeah. so I just also have been very, I just always been drawn to the arts and drawn to mm-hmm. creative things. And so for so much of my life, I was pushing against the idea of being an engineer, doing anything engineer-like, because to me, I wanted to be really super creative and like what my idea of being a creative was. And then, so it's kind of like, it's very ironic that now I'm ultimately in a job, which you could define as design engineering.
Right.
So, you know, I'm sure that my family members are just laughing at me, you know, from above.
They're like, we told you you'd get here.
They're just like tired. They're just like, oh, you know, she just want to listen to us in the first place. But I found my own way.
And yet it sounds like you're actually combining, you know, these two things, this artistic, you know, passion and interest of yours, plus, you know, this design and engineering skill set. Do you look at it that way or?
Oh, absolutely. And that's kind of like, that's literally my elevator pitch of when people ask me, what do I do? Because when you say product design, they're like, what product? What are you
right,
talking
right.
about? You know? Yeah. And so that's literally like my 2-second pitch of when I'm like, yeah, no, I would kind of just combine design and visual and, you know, with like the idea of, you know, I did a lot of work in UX, which is user experience. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's how people, again, that's another thing that people are like, what is that? And so mm-hmm. To me, that's also very, the idea of like, how are you building something? How are you right. building this design or building this website or building this mobile app or whatever digital product that is in front of you?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's just, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it actually kind of raises a really good point here is that, you know, some of these titles like product design, that's so vague, right? Like, I know what it is because I work in tech, but like if you're outside of tech, it can just be like, well, what does that even do? You know, at first glance, you may not even know that like you could have an arts background or a liberal arts background. I love that you have, you know, writing in your background and publishing. And so you understand the business side and things like that. And you bring all of that into this title, you know, in this industry.
And I think that too, you know, I went back to school and I'm going to say my age at this point. I went back mm-hmm. to school when I was like 36, 37.
Oh, heck yes. Thank you for sharing that then.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I went back to get a BFA after already having an MA. I went back to into a BFA program to study communication design to get uh-huh. that formalized training of design. Like what are grids? What are pixels? The whole nine yards.
Yeah.
What are margins, you know? And so I lost my point, but like the, you know, the idea was like, you know, I didn't like let something like that stop me in terms right. of that. So, right. what I was going to say is like, but from that point of like, when I went back to school to where I am now, you know, a lot of people are like, wow, you've really like gone fast in your career. Like, you know, from that to like a director of product design. And the reason why is not because I'm so great, to be honest with you, it's because I have pulled from all of my previous learnings and understandings. And it's really been this evolution of my career, whether the industry or the title has changed.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been using all of the same skill set throughout. And they've all kind of culminated together to help push me in this career that I finally found that I love.
Yeah. I really appreciate you sharing your age on that, because I knew your background, obviously, from our previous conversation. And one of the things that does interest me is because you did a career at shift at, you know, mid 30s. And I have seen people time and time again say, you know, I don't know that I can do it. I'm too old to do it. And it's like, no, man, you're 35. You have all this incredible experience.
Yeah.
Already banked. And now it's like, you're just taking it to the next level by saying, I'm going to go get all these other skills. And then I'm going to be a powerhouse, right?
Exactly. And it's like, that just goes back to, you know, that conversation about you don't do things the way that you think that you should be doing them. Do mm-hmm. them the way that they happen for you.
Right.
You know, it's like there should not be a prescribed way to live your life.
Right.
You should live your life for you and what you want to do. And it's like the idea of 35 being too late for you to go back to school to me is crazy, because
right.
like when I think about life expectancy these days.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, like why, what else are you going to do for, you know, if we should be so lucky to live to 70s, 80s, 90s, like 35 is a drop in the bucket for you to go
right.
back and figure out stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, but again, like I didn't have, it wasn't like I was just like, oh yeah, I saw that before me, because my mom went back to school later in life
yeah.
and got her master's. And so yeah. I had that example set forth for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, she already had degrees before. She just was going back again, mm-hmm. you know, because she
yeah.
decided she wanted to become an engineer.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, again, it's like I had that model in front of me, but at the same time, it's just such a way of thinking that I really advocate against. And like, you're not, it's never too late to learn something new, regardless of your age, because
right.
that's what makes life worth living.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's such a good point, and one we should talk about so much more, because, you know, people tend to feel almost kind of like shame in a career, you know, change, because they're like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm, you know, I thought I was going to do this one thing and I was wrong. And it's like, no, that's just the evolution of your profession, of your personality, of you, you know, we change and our interests change and our needs change in our career. Right. Or maybe we find something that's really cool and we're like, hey, actually, could I go do this?
Yeah.
Right. I remember I read this article in the New York Times. It was about, I think it was last year, about some ladies who were in their 70s that learned to code because they wanted, and they started making these greeting cards for their friends, you know, like, because they just learned to code. And it was like, yes, exactly. Like, you don't have to just, you know, stop learning because you've reached a certain age, you know? And I think that's worth, you know, reminding people. And it's really cool to hear that you had, you know, your own mom and, you know, that could demonstrate, hey, like I'm going back to school. I'm doing this for me. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Yeah. And she was like a spectacular lady. And so, but I love that story of the women who are in the 70s to learn code, because it's like, again, that's the thing I tell people too, like coding. I mean, I work in design and I've taught myself how to code a little bit just because I want to be able to know what I'm building
mm-hmm.
or like what the tools are of what I'm designing for.
Right.
But I mean, again, it's like people get, oh, it's so not. And like, code is a language. It's like,
yes.
if you have time to go learn French or Italian or whatever that language is, like you can learn code. It's really,
absolutely.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. I, you know what? It's so funny. I also, so I'm, my background's in language and I'm also learning to code, and that's exactly what it is. It's like you're learning the vocabulary and you're trying out the context, and sometimes it doesn't make sense. And instead of a person not understanding you, it's a damn computer that doesn't understand you, you know?
Yeah.
And you have
Which
to practice.
Which is my case a lot of times.
Yeah. Sometimes it's an engineer that doesn't understand you.
For me it was like, where did I leave that comma? What?
Oh, man. Oh my gosh, that's the hardest part about coding, those silly little details.
I know, but they're so important. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just curious now, I ask everyone this, how do you feel now about this career change?
Oh, I mean, I think I love it. I'm
yeah.
so happy about what I'm doing, and I'm so happy that I kept trying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And because I mean, I'm excited to go to work. I'm excited about the people I work with. I'm excited about the stuff that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I think that is like, I mean, we all should be so lucky. Like, I feel very lucky. And I don't say this any kind of like, oh, I'm so great because I love it. Like, I know how fortunate I am that I have found something that I like to do and it's useful and people want my skill set. Like, that, this is a very fortunate thing to be a position to be in and stuff. Like, so I think, you know, the lucky stars every day that that I found my way.
Yeah, definitely. So with that in mind, how about I ask you this? How many career changes do you think you'll have in your lifetime?
Oh gosh. I mean, well, I've got a head start than a lot of people. I don't know. I mean, the other thing, here's a little something too. I also had a side thing where I almost, so when I decided to go back to school for design, I almost didn't do it. And I almost pursued a career in baking because I did a lot of pastry stuff. I really loved it. And I had had a job offer for a restaurant in Berkeley to come start as an assistant pastry chef and work up my way through their pastry program.
Oh my goodness.
I got into school for design and I had to decide. And I literally had to have like a conversation with my, like, I just remember because I just could not decide. And my sister was like, you can always bake, but design, you know, it's not something that's like you have, that's an intention, you know?
Yeah. So,
and that's why. So if I ever do another career, it might be like ultimately when I retire and decide to open up a bake shop.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm so glad I asked because, you know, it's so funny. Like, you know, when you ask people about, well, first off asking them, you know, a career change, when you think you'll do it again, people are like, especially fresh off a career change, they're like, oh my gosh, I don't even know. And then these little stories come out about little side hustles or little passions on the side, you know, and those have a way of creeping up later on and saying, hey, maybe it's time to look at me now, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But baking's hard. So I don't know. We'll see. Like on your feet constantly. I mean, that's ultimately why I was like, you know.
Okay.
I don't know if that's like what I want to do for full time.
Right. So between baking and coding, which one's easier?
Oh, I think I would say with a huge caveat, baking's easier because I understand baking better.
Got it. Okay.
So it comes like I can pick up stuff easier in baking than coding. And not that I couldn't pick up coding, but it's less of a heavy lift for me with baking.
Okay. Cool. Last question that we ask everybody now that you're on this, the other side of this career change. Do you have any advice for anyone who's thinking about making a career change right now? What would you say to them?
I definitely would say do it. I mean, if you're feeling like you want a career change, like don't be scared, like do it, you know? And like, and just from the idea of like saying you want to do it and then doing it, there's like 80 million steps in between. And I get that, but it's more of like, you know, do your research, look for it, go talk to people out in the industry that you think you might want to, or go talk to a bunch of people in the different industries, you know, throughout and get ideas and really like write down, like, what do you want to do? Like, what do you think would be really fun for you to be doing, whether it's problem solving or creating, or even if it's like you want to become an accountant and you're like, you really love running numbers and all those kind of things. It's like, sit down and like really have a conversation with yourself. And then also give yourself a lot of leeway to know that you're going to stop and start a lot through that process. Like, it does not happen overnight. I can tell you that, you know, but I kept trying and trying and trying and trying and trying and trying and trying. And I ultimately am so happy. Like, I don't even remember the trying anymore because I'm finally at a spot where I'm so happy.
That's awesome advice. Thank you so much for sharing. And thank you so much for telling your story today. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. It's so fun to talk about it because you forget that you did this. And then you're like, do I sound crazy when you say it out loud?
Yeah, you did it. No, that's for sure. Like, it's definitely, and you did it three times, right? So it's just.
Maybe four. Who knows?
Who knows? All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. We'll be back very soon, shortly again, with another conversation with a career changer. Till then, take care. Hello, listeners. Just a quick note here. If you are a career changer or just curious about making a career change, I want to invite you to a virtual book party I am having in the fall. If you're a regular listener, you know I have a book coming out for career changers soon. I want you to be part of that release party, no matter where you are. So go to my website at futureskills.blog and click book to learn more.